The Wildcats football team travels to Pine Tree Friday for a big district game. At his weekly media gathering Wednesday, Wildcats football coach Greg Owens discussed where his team is right now and Pine Tree.
We still have some things we're working on, but I think we're getting better as a football team. We see improvements. We're kind of really figuring out now who we really are and what our go-to stuff is, like everybody is this time of year. And so it's just what you're going to hang your hat on. And right now we're hanging on number 18 on offense, and he's doing a great job. And we'll be able to pound it. Offensive line's doing a great job. We just need to remain to stay healthy. We got a little. We got, you know, two or three running backs. We're rolling in pretty consistently. And then receiver-wise, you know, we got guys that know what they can do. CJ's doing a good job of stretching the field. Larry's getting better at releasing it and going deep. Ben's been a great job of catching controlled routes, moving chains. Carp is still a big presence in the middle of the field. And so, you know, we've got a pretty good balance of run and pass, and feel pretty good about that. Defensively, you know, it's the big play stuff. It's kind of catching us. We're still getting after it up front. But we're kind of getting big play. Last week was a screen and it got him out of a hole, you know. But we had some big fourth down stops last week too on defense that were crucial. We had an interception for a touchdown by Kobe Hudgens, and he did a fantastic job. So, you know, you win by seven. Yeah, we'd like to have won by more, make it a little more comfortable. But the bottom line is, we got the W. Feel good about where we are in the district race, and this is kind of how it, you know, it's just been drawn out to us right now. So this week with Pine Tree is big for us to continue to keep a win streak going. I think one of the guys on one of the coordinators on their tip sheet just said, hey, we got a streak. Three in a row is a streak. So we're on a streak, so we're trying to stay on a streak all the way through this thing. So we're excited about where we're headed, what's going on, and we understand the challenge that Pine Tree brings us.
The man, practice has been going on. I know yesterday you worked on kicking games some, and yep. And that was something that you told me after the game that you needed some refinement or some work on to help that, you know, get a little better.
Working on kicking game. That's every day. All we did last week, just move it out after school. Typically, that's in the period. But because of some of the stuff going on in the period, we had to bump it after school. So continue to work on all that, even all phases of the kicking game. So we do have some things to clean up. We've done some personnel changes and on a couple of the teams and trying to fix those issues. And so we're going to be trying to be more consistent in that area. But practice is going well, getting the looks just like each week. And so we're moving forward there.
Well, we're in areas of concern. What about what's going on in the fourth quarter? As a coaching staff, have you figured out how to improve on that? I mean, it's been a problem all year long, really, when you look at it.
Well, I mean, I guess you're just saying, will we lose a lead or what have you? Mm-hmm. What you're asking, yeah. I mean,
Texas
that's always concern, sure. Turnovers. Turnovers have been the problem with all that stuff. I mean, yeah. The other deal is you got to credit the other team by doing some good things. We score and go up, and then we have a kickoff return all the way back down the 20-yard line. So there's always we push one drawer in, another one pops out. Seems like what we're doing. So, but our kids responded to all that stuff, came back. Did a good job, and then we had to defend an onside kick at the end of the thing, which the kids did a good job with that.
KSST Sports.